Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
Sarah, looking back at your career, I know sometimes we think of, I wish I'd have done this or that or done something differently. Is there something you would have done differently in your career?
I don't think there's anything I would have chosen to do differently in my career. I've made decisions, I've made choices, I've made mistakes, and they kind of made me who I am today. I think the one thing I would have liked to have done more of earlier in my career was sponsoring and mentoring and advocating for other females. I've recognized how important it is to have female role models, particularly in sort of male-dominated professions. And I wish I'd spent more time earlier in my career supporting other females.
Oh, no, I think we
all... How was that? Was that okay?
I think that was perfect. That was perfect. And I think that we all have those feelings, especially me at my age, being a baby boomer. I think we were just glad to be in the room. And so we didn't really realize the opportunities that were there, you know, to sponsor. I think we were more mentors, and mentoring is great, but sponsoring is something I think women are really looking at doing more of now.
Yeah, I think at the time you just want to fade into the background, right, and not be noticed and not be singled out. And so, you know, that kind of pushes you towards not doing anything, you know, to sort of to role model or shout about what you're doing. But, you know, I do recognize how important that is for others to see.
Oh. So I know in looking back at your career, there are many people that have influenced you, and some more than others. So we would love to hear about those that really did influence and empower you to be where you are today. And we also would love to hear about your mom and dad and what part they played in influencing you in your career choice.
Mom and dad really didn't influence me in my career choice. I mean, they knew nothing about engineering. I had their unwavering support for, you know, anything I chose to do. And for that, I'm really grateful. My mum was a maths teacher, and so studying STEM subjects at a school, you know, wasn't unusual. But, you know, their support has always been there for whatever I've chosen to do. As for mentors, I always struggle with that question when people ask me who is my mentor, and I struggle to think of a single person. And I realized that, you know, through my career, I've been surrounded by, you know, very different mentors who have very different skills. And, you know, some are my supporters who I'll go to when I'm feeling a lack of confidence. Others will help me look at problems in a different way. So I find it difficult to single anyone out. I think, you know, probably a good friend and colleague of mine, Valentina Rodriguez, is someone who really gave me some honest feedback about, you know, how much I could be a role model to people. And she taught me to see, you know, what I could offer to support other females. And I'll be really grateful for her giving me that honest feedback in my career.
That's great. You know, I think that we've all benefited from volunteering in the community. You know, as they say, when you give back, it all comes back to you. I really believe in that. So share with us why you volunteer in the community and how it's helped you both personally and professionally.
The voluntary work I do is supporting females in the workplace. I'm executive sponsor for the BP Wynn Houston chapter, and offer my support to that group that really empowers and encourages females in the workplace.
And I know, looking at your resume and talking to Kim, I know there are many accomplishments that you're particularly proud of, but if you could pick one or two accomplishments that really have been instrumental in making you the woman you are today and what you're experiencing within your career, would you share those with us?
So as much as I enjoy the technical work I do, I think the accomplishments I'm most proud of are those, you know, working and developing others. Two that stand out for me are developing a local Wales workforce in Angola while I was working there. And then also in Trinidad, setting up Women in Wales. Two examples that spring to mind that I'm particularly proud of are firstly developing a local Wales workforce in Angola while I was working there. And then in Trinidad, setting up a Women in Wales network that was all about empowering and giving choices to the females in that organization and showing them what was really possible and what they could achieve.
That was perfect. So share a little bit more about Women in Wales. That's the first I've heard of that.
So Women in Wales is a kind of an organization that was put together really to try and support women in what is a very sort of male-dominated profession. It is a network that helps others, looks at practical things like working offshore and making sure that there are facilities available for women offshore, but also sort of educating others in some of the biases that we have in our society, so that we can really encourage and bring our female talent and develop them through the organization.
Do they have chapters here? That's the first I've ever heard
Sorry?
Of them. Do they have those chapters here?
Within BP, we have a chapter, in each company, in each country we operate. Some are more active than others. It usually needs, an enthusiastic leader to get the, chapter active and actually making a difference. But I think our younger engineers find it really empowering. It's an opportunity to network with others and, do some general development work as well as just generally look after and try and support and sponsor females in their development.
And I know that we all love to give advice, don't we, Sarah? But if a young woman was sitting across the desk from you and asking for advice about entering a career, an engineering career, or a woman that perhaps is just re-entering the workforce and perhaps has been in another stage and she's raised her kids now and she's ready to get back. I know things have probably changed over the last 10 years if she was re-entering the workplace, but what advice would you give to both of them?
Advice I would give to you know, engineers entering or re-entering the workforce is just believe in yourself. You know, you can do whatever, you know, you set your mind to, and get yourself a sponsor and an advocate. It's so easy for people to, you know, knock you down. And I think having someone who believes in you as well really helps on those bad days.
Great advice, that is, to anybody in any career, isn't it? That's great. So if you could sit across the table from anyone in the world, it's someone you've read about, someone that you've seen on TV or even live or dead, who would that be? And why would you want to have a conversation with them?
I think the person that sprang to mind first was, you know, Sheryl Sandberg. I was rereading her book again at the weekend because I'd recommended it to someone who wanted to understand, you know, what being a female in the workplace was like. And I think, you know, as you read it, we can all identify with most of the experiences that, you know, she went through. And I think I think it would be just great to speak to her and you know, listen to more about of her experiences and how she's dealt with them to get to where she is today.
Well, that might happen. Ben, we were able to co-host an event with her. And so we were able to introduce her to seven or eight of our board members. And, she was exactly like who we thought she would be and very authentic and spent time with us. So maybe that's something that can happen again and will involve you. So that's great. A great choice. So if you're looking about how you want to be remembered, Sarah, or what you want your legacy to be, have you had thoughts about that? And would you share them with us?
What I would like my legacy to be is seeing great women be successful in the workplace, you know, pushing boundaries and, you know, achieving what, you know, we all see they can achieve without, you know, holding themselves back. I think, you know, just seeing people succeed is really satisfying.
Have you had thoughts? This is just a personal question that I was wondering. Have you had thoughts about serving on a board, a corporate board?
I've never thought about it before. I mean, I guess I'm at an age now where I'm thinking about, you know, what I want to do when I grow up. I think definitely doing something, you know, that supports, whether it's, you know, STEM or engineering or, you know, women in the workplace is something that definitely, you know, appeals to me. But, you know, I would want to continue to do.
Well, there's opportunities out there, and I know you have all of the qualifications. So I really encourage you to think a little bit more about that. That's great. So, and I know there are so many adjectives that would really give us more insight to who you are, but if you could pick one word that best describes you as a breakthrough woman, what word would that be?
One word I'd use is supportive.
Oh, that's great. So can you give us a couple of examples about what being supportive means to you?
Being supportive means, I think being supportive is about stepping back and letting others shine, but giving them a safety net, making sure they're set up for success, and really being the best they can be.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.